Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with band instructor David Kuntz about the Mid Prairie Marching Band. So, how has marching band been going this year so far?
It is going pretty darn well. We have come a long ways quickly. We've got about half the show done, and by the end of this week, we should have most of it done. We've made a lot of progress on learning drill. That's always the biggest thing that new students in band have to learn how to do that they haven't done before, is learn how to read drill and put it on the field, and they've come a long ways pretty fast with doing that. So I'm happy with our progress.
So now, when I talked to your drum majors, at that time you hadn't done any drill, so I guess how do you teach that sort of thing?
That's a really good question. You have to start by just looking at it and understanding the code of it. It's like a roadmap. It tells you how to get from one location to another with a code, and you have to learn how to read that and then physically practice doing it on the practice field.
So the new kids, as well as the
veterans,
they've all picked it up pretty well?
Yes, they have. Starting to get into the groove of understanding how to put it on the field, I like to put it.
Okay. Would you attribute at least some of that to the teaching of the drum majors?
Oh, I have excellent drum majors. They're very experienced. They're excellent leaders. Yeah, I mean, Sawyer Black is a senior and David Fleming is a junior. Those are two guys who have a lot of experience. They have good patience and they're very helpful.
I guess I don't want you to maybe spoil anything for this weekend, but what do you have in store for homecoming?
Well, on homecoming night, we play music for the homecoming royalty. We play specific music that we play only at homecoming. We will play one of the songs from our show, our KISS show. We'll play Beth for one of our homecoming candidates. Today, we will sight read other music that we will play Friday night at halftime. We do One Moment in Time, and we do How Deep Is Your Love? And we'll probably do For Your Eyes Only. Those are nice ballads that work well when introducing homecoming queens.
Will they be marching to those, or will that just be...
No, we just play those in a block formation because the homecoming royalty comes out in a car onto the field, and then they walk in the middle of us. We make a nice tunnel, I call it, in the middle, and they walk through that. The car drives out on the field, and as we're playing, the homecoming candidate walks from the field up onto the track, and we provide some nice accompaniment to that. That's the tradition.
So now, looking forward, do you have marching band competitions coming up?
Our two big competitions are coming up in October. On Saturday, October 8th, we play at the Wilton Festival of Bands at Wilton High School. Don't know the exact time of that yet, but it will be sometime between 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. I should receive the schedule from Wilton in the mail today. So that's our first competition, the Wilton Festival of Bands. And the Saturday after that, October 15th, is State Marching Band Contest at Pella High School. We play at 10:55 in the morning. And that will be the culmination of the competitive season for us. All the local area bands will be there, like Washington and Highland, and we're really gearing up and getting ready to march and play at our best at State Marching Band Contest.
How do you think you'll do, and how have you done historically at the competitions?
Well, I feel very confident in saying that we will do better than last year. We did fine last year, but I have a better band this year. We play better. We have a bigger band. We're marching with better fundamentals than last year, so I'm really looking forward to the competitions we're going to. At the Wilton Festival of Bands, several years ago, we actually placed first, and I think we have an opportunity to place very well in Class 2A at the Wilton Festival of Bands because I have a very good band this year. It sounds good. We're marching pretty darn well. We get all the drill on the field. We should be in good shape.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
We also play at the Kelowna Fall Festival this Friday at 1:20 p.m. If they got any extra time on Friday, come and listen to the band and choir. We play at 1:20, and the choir is after us. It'll be a busy Friday because as we've already discussed, we already have homecoming that evening, so we're looking forward to a lot of music making on Friday. It'll be a busy afternoon.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with David Kuntz. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.